Title: One Last Shot. A young man sleeps across the front seats of a vintage car. Slowly, he wakens.
Okay, you want to hear the story? I'll tell you. As you know, I'm 34 years old. I'm definitely well off. And I am happy. But there was a time when I wasn't this happy. A time when I smoked dope and drank constantly. I used horrible language. I was selfish. And I lived in my car. One thing I could say, falling in love changed all that.
The young man lights a cigarette. Rob Wells.
I mean, they say God sends you a teacher, and, well, Gary William was mine. I call him GW, and we were best friends.
GW shakes his head.
But Gary had some problems of his own back then.
John Paul Tremblay.
Problems like his jackass boss, Mr. Leahy. I mean, that guy was a real dick.
John Dunsworth.
The thing was, back then, I mean, there was something that nobody knew about me, a secret I kept my whole life. And I finally came to a point where I had to change that. So I decided I was moving to Vancouver, and I was going to start a business, the perfect business.
The young man opens the door of his car, then pops his cigarette into his mouth. He gets out of the car, closes the door behind him, and puts on his coat.
I was leaving my whole life behind me. I thought it would be a lot easier if I could take just one thing with me. My best friend. I had one day left to convince Gary William to drop everything, quit school, and move to Vancouver with me.
Produced and directed by Mike Clattenburg. The young man and GW drive the vintage car along a street. The young man opens a soda bottle.
When I picked him up at the library that day, I knew he had to study for an exam, but I didn't care. I really needed to talk to him. I mean, he was working at that stupid pet store. There was no need of that, especially putting up Mr. Leahy's bullshit. In university, I mean, that's just a waste of time anyway. I had the perfect business plan. I mean, it was flawless. But the thing was, back then, GW was smarter than me. I mean, I've come a long way. I'm pretty smart now. But back then, he was smarter than me, and I had to approach every conversation carefully.
The young man glances at GW.
You don't need to go to university, man, to learn about business. The best way to learn about business is to start up a business like I'm doing. You should be coming with me. Hands-on, learn about advertising, learn about marketing, all that stuff, accounting. I'm going to learn it all.
Rob, you're growing marijuana. That's not a business. It's illegal.
Oh, it's not a business, is it? The perfect product that costs you no money. You sell it, you make money. It's very demand product. Everybody wants it.
You're going to smoke your profits.
We think you smoke that.
And I think you smoke dope too much right now.
You talk about it, smoke dope too much.
You smoke it every day.
You don't understand anything. I'm not going to smoke. I don't even need to smoke marijuana. I just do it right now because I hate this place and there's nothing better to do.
GW was right. I mean, I smoked way too much dope back then. But eventually you grow out of that and, I mean, now I don't smoke dope at all. Well, occasionally, I guess I have a puff here and there. But anyways, that day the plan was simple. We're going to go out to dinner. I mean, the finest dinner money could buy. And I was going to tell him my secret. But first, I was going to take him out in the middle of the woods, smoke a joint, and feed the squirrels.
It's just so frustrating. I mean, I can't possibly expect you to understand. Your family's perfect, but my family's dysfunctional. It just sucks. Now I got to leave town. Everybody's all pissed off at each other.
You're leaving's for the best anyway, man. Don't worry about it.
I know that. That's why
I'm leaving. Your dad's whack, and your mom's a hoe. Should have left a long time ago.
Well, that's a nice thing to say to me. What do you mean my mom's a hoe?
She's a hoe, man. Every time I'm over at your place, she can't keep her hands off me. It sucks.
All right, I think this conversation is ended immediately. That's crossing the line, man. Don't be calling my mom a hoe.
Rob, you're my best friend. If anybody can call your mom a hoe, it's me.
Great. Just get out the fucking weed. Roll one up. I want to go feed the squirrels, all right?
You don't have any weed.
Rob stares at GW.
Why would I have weed? Don't you remember a little conversation last week? I asked you to do something, which I don't ask too often. I asked you to do me one favor, one little favor. Find me some weed, so we can go get stoned and feed the squirrels on my last day in town. I'm gonna miss those little bastards, buddy, because they probably don't even have squirrels in Vancouver.
They've got squirrels in Vancouver.
Well, that's not the point. I wish you would have told me before we drove all the way out here and walked into the woods. It's not a little nature hike day. It's my last day in town.
I know a dozen people in town where we can get weed, Rob. Let's just go get some and stop wasting my time.
I can't believe this.
The vintage car speeds along a road.
I couldn't believe when GW forgot the dope that day. I mean, it shouldn't have been a problem. He had all his precious university drug-dealing buddies.
After the 2.5 hours and $70 worth of gas, I guess you could say I was getting impatient, especially when he's socializing for 20 minutes at every stop. The thing was, when you smoke dope every day, one thing you need is dope.
The car brakes abruptly and dust sprays up around it.
Hurry the fuck up!
The car brakes abruptly on multiple occasions.
Now I realize I was just jealous of his university buddies, but back then, I just thought they were a bunch of dicks.
Just get in there and get the hell out, man. I don't want you talking to this dick.
Rob waits in the car. Next, Rob and GW sit in the car together as Rob stares out the driver's side window.
This is lame.
It's gotta be something somewhere.
There's nothing.
I mean, I was stressed out. There was no dope. That was a sad reality. But I had to calm down. I mean, there was more important things that day than dope. I was taking my best friend to dinner, and I was going to confess a secret that I kept from him for 20 years. But then things took a turn for the worse.
I've got some bad news, buddy. I don't know how you're going to take this. Well, I know how you're going to take this.
Rob slams on the brakes.
What are you doing?
What are you talking about? You have to work tonight.
I've got to work,
Rob. No, you don't have to
work
tonight.
I'm sorry I have to work tonight.
Look, I told you I made reservations for dinner tonight. It's
my
last night in town.
And I told you I had to work tonight.
Dinner tonight.
I'm sorry it's last night.
You said you could get
tonight.
You said you'd be able to get it off no problem.
I thought I could get tonight off.
You have an exam in the morning.
But I can't.
You got to study for your exam anyway. Your boss isn't going to know you want to dinner.
He doesn't care. You don't understand.
Go in and tell him you're studying for your exam.
Mr. Leahy is a weird cat, Rob.
Mr. Leahy was a weird cat.
Because
I mean, that's the best way to describe the guy. He had mental problems. He was psychotically jealous about GW going to university. It's ridiculous.
I can't come to dinner.
It's gonna change
our
relationship.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm not gonna think the same of you.
What do you mean you're not gonna think the same of me?
My last night in town. I mean, the stuff you put GW through at the pet store was unbelievable.
Don't give me this guilt trip, Rob. I'm sorry, but I've got to study and I've got to work. Understand that, please. Stay another day.
Get the fuck out of my car.
Get the fuck out of your car. All right, man. If that's the way you want to leave it, I'm out of here. Peace. No, I take that piece back, man. Fuck you.
Listen. Get in the car, man.
Rob opens the passenger door.
Look, I'm sorry, man. Get in the car.
You're sorry.
Fuck you, man. Get in the car. Oh, my fuck. I'm sorry, man. Get in the car.
GW gets into the car.
Look, man. I'm on edge.
You're on edge, man.
I want some dope, okay? I'm going
so
to Vancouver.
I'm so fucking stressed out because of you right
to drive,
now.
And I'm really on edge, and I really want to have dinner with you tonight.
Well,
man.
I want to have dinner too, but you don't understand Mr. Leahy. He's the weirdest guy I've ever met in my life. You should have seen what he did to me last week.
A caged cat is for sale. It is marked down 5 times to $1.99.
This does not make any sense. Our expenses for this month are up 12.5%. Why do you think that is, GW?
I don't know.
I'll tell you why. Because we got too many mouths to feed. Starting with Senor Chico, your favorite cat.
Chico paces.
How much do you think he eats? $1 a day? Big fat ass.
Mr. Leahy has a look of concentration.
That's over $3,500 a year, Gare.
Actually, there's 365 days in a year.
Yeah.
Multiply that by a dollar, it only comes out to $365, not
$3,500. Oh, Mr. Smart Guy, are you?
Well, it's kind of common sense.
Oh, yeah, right. Is that why you're going to university? So you don't have to be stupid like me? Maybe I should make you head accountant here. Maybe you can figure out what to do about Chico Boy. Mr. Fat Ass, Mr. Ugly Cat, can't even sell him for $2.
Chico lies on the floor of the cage.
I'll tell you what we're gonna do. You're gonna take Mr. Chico down to the vet this afternoon and have him put away.
GW looks at Chico.
I can't do that. He's the store kitty.
If you can't do that, then I can't pay you $7.25 an hour. I want you to take $30 from the till, take the cat down to the vet, and have him put away. And, Gare, bring me a receipt. Of course, I don't have to tell you that, do I? You figured that out by yourself. Mr. College Boy.
Rob's car jolts to a stop.
That was a wicked squeal. Okay, listen, I know you're late for work, but I don't care. Your boss is an asshole anyway, from the sounds of it. I want you to go into work, and I want you to think about the 20 great years we've had as friends, all right?
And I don't ask you for much, but this is my last night in town, and it hasn't been a great day so far. I'm going to feed the squirrels, get work off. Page your boss and tell him you have to study for this exam. You have to. You can get work off. I know you can.
All right, I'll try, okay?
It is nighttime. Rob and GW sit in the car.
Oh, I'm running late. I gotta go.
Just promise me you'll try.
I'll try. I'll try my best.
One last request from your best friend.
Two parrots sit on a perch.
Hey, GW. Congratulations. You're only 7 minutes late tonight. There was something I was gonna ask you. What was that? Where's the receipt from the vet?
GW unfolds a handwritten note reading, Vet, $30 paid. Put cat to sleep.
There you go. There's the receipt.
What the hell is that?
It's a receipt.
That's not a receipt.
Yeah, the guy had a problem with the printer, so gave me that. I don't know.
You know how much I hate liars?
But I'm not lying.
Oh, I didn't say you were lying. But if I ever catch you lying to me, I have no other choice, GW, than to say, see you later. Try to be on time from now on.
GW looks unimpressed.
Ultimate Pet Store.
Hey, man, what's going on? Did you call your boss yet?
Yeah, Rob, I paged him. He'll get back to me. Anyway, I gotta go.
GW hangs up Rob's call. GW does paperwork.
Ultimate Pet Store.
Rob,
I've got to go. I've got too much shit here. Bye. 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 Bye.
GW uses a calculator.
Rob, would you stop fucking calling
me, man? I've got so much work here to do. You're not showing me any respect. Mr. Leahy's on my back, man. He's trying to kill cats and shit.
Man, I don't know. I'm fucked up. I got to do this paperwork. He's stupid.
I thought I told you to answer the phone, the Ultimate Pet Store.
May I help you?
I'm sorry. Set a prank caller.
Anyway, I got your page. What the hell do you want?
Mr. Leahy, I've got this really important exam tomorrow.
If I don't pass this exam, I'm going to screw up my whole first year of university.
And if you could please find it in your heart somewhere to let me
close down early, I will truly and honestly make up for it.
If I had a chance to go to university... Actually, I'm really looking forward to you looking for a job in the real world, Gary, so... Close the store early. I don't care. You don't care. Nobody cares. Maybe if I had a chance to go to university, I'd care. But I didn't. So close it.
Mr. Leahy hangs up the call and sips a drink. GW looks around, scratches his head, and glances at his watch. GW stands in a parking lot. Suddenly, Rob's car speeds towards him, then brakes abruptly. The car is dented and dirty.
There's nothing wrong with looking at another man. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Everybody does that. It's natural, man. It's human nature. Women look at other women and find them attractive. Doesn't mean they want to go out with them. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with another man looking at a man. You do it at the gym. I've seen you do it. You've probably looked at me and thought that I look after myself or I'm in not bad shape. I know I've looked at you and thought the same thing. It's obvious to see you're healthy, man. There's nothing wrong with that. So what if I think that?
Rob stares at GW.
Look, man, I didn't mean to freak you talking about all this man looking at man stuff and women looking at women stuff. I didn't try to freak you out. I'm sorry if it ruined the mood. Let's just go enjoy dinner.
Rob drives.
Like, the thing you don't understand is I'm going and I'm going to start this business and I'm going to live happily ever after. And you're welcome to join me. Like, you don't seem to understand that. I want you to come with me.
Come on, let's go eat. But just remember, man, after dinner, I've got to go home and study, all right?
Illuminated lights hang from trees. Rob and GW dine at a small table in a restaurant. GW bites into a burger as Rob sips a glass of wine. Rob sets his wine glass down, then eats his meal.
I was supposed to tell him at dinner, but instead I realized that I was going to have to be drunk to tell him. I had no dope, so I had to get drunk, and he was going to have to be drunk to listen. Unfortunately for GW, there was no way in hell he was going home to study just yet.
Rob and GW stand in a street. Rob lights a cigarette. GW checks his watch.
I gotta get going, man.
Rob continues to try to light his cigarette.
Fucking
thing.
Fuck.
GW shakes his head.
I gotta get going, man. Come on. Give me some.
Rob and GW hug.
Take care, man. Don't get in any shit. Good luck, buddy. No, good luck to you, man. Anyway, give me a call, right? Peace.
Don't do this, man. Don't leave yet. Come on. You're my best friend. Let's go have a drink. It's my last night here. I may never see you again.
GW stands across the street from Rob and looks back at him. Young people dance in a nightclub underneath a rotating mirror ball. A man and a woman dance suggestively. People fill the dance floor, and more people stand by a bar. Two women sit at a table overlooking the dance floor. Rob and GW enter the club. Rob looks around smiling and points into a crowd of people, then walks towards the bar. The floors and walls are covered with black and white tiles. Rob and GW stand at the bar and watch the people on the dance floor. Rob grins, then playfully punches GW's shoulder. A man with thick black hair, wearing a black leather jacket with his collar popped, offers a joint to Rob and GW. Rob stands outside and smokes.
Listen, man, you can sit here and piss and moan about it, or you can go back inside and have some fun. One more hour of fun. You give me 2 hours of your time,
no.
And that's wonderful, but it's
no.
been lean.
No.
You need to liven up.
This is the last exam of the year, Rob. I've got to study. End it. No more. I've got to go home, please.
We're going to finish smoking this stuff, which tastes like shit, by the way. We're going to go to the store. I need some smokes. We'll get some. Then you go home and study. That's the plan.
Rob smokes the joint.
I was starting to feel bad for GW. I mean, he did stay out for a while with me. After I was done in the store, I was going to take him home, and I was going to tell him in front of his apartment. But a funny thing happened. I mean, that weed we smoked, well, it was creep weed, and it really kicked in. And I can honestly say, out of every time I've ever smoked dope, which is a lot, that was the most stoned I'd ever been.
We need cigarettes, and I need something with a lot of sugar in it.
Rob parks outside a store. Inside, he stares at a bottle of chocolate milk. He looks up from the milk and blinks hard, then smiles and lifts another bottle of milk from a shelf.
I was probably in the dairy section for 25 minutes before I realized GW wasn't even with me. He was all zoned out in the bulk food section, the poor bastard.
GW stands with his hands in his pockets and stares at bulk foods.
30 seconds later, I met his jackass boss, Mr. Leahy, for the first time.
GW lowers his head.
What a fucking horror show.
Mr. Leahy walks away from a bread shelf.
Well, well, well. Look who it is.
Rob stands beside GW and stares at Mr. Leahy.
So, how we doing, boys?
Oh, we're doing pretty good, man. Doing a bit of drinking, smoke one. We're on a mission tonight, man.
So you're both university boys?
Fuck that, man. I don't go to university. Jesus.
So, how's the studying going, Gare?
GW looks uncomfortable.
How do you guys know each other?
Mr. Leahy lights a cigarette.
It's my boss.
Mr. Leahy smokes his cigarette.
I'm the ultimate manager of the pet store.
Mr. Leahy pops his cigarette back into his mouth.
So,
He tries to relight his cigarette.
Good luck in your exam tomorrow, Gary William. Or whatever the hell is you call yourself.
Rob looks amused. Mr. Leahy narrows his eyes as he stares at GW.
Your days at the Ultimate Pet Store are numbered. Gentlemen.
Man, don't worry about that guy. He's a drunk.
Mr. Leahy turns around.
Things are gonna change. Real soon.
Rob and GW drive along a well-lit street at night. Rob has a look of concentration as he drives.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
I mean, don't get the wrong idea, but do you think,
Rob glances over his shoulder.
Do you think I'm attractive?
GW looks at Rob.
I mean, it's okay for a man to look at another man and comment on that without demeaning anything. I'm just wondering, like, what do you think of me? Do you think I'm in good shape, or?
I guess you're not that bad looking at a guy, but why are you asking me that stuff?
I don't know, man. I'm just feeling really insecure lately. I don't know.
Rob.
Yeah?
You had a bottle of wine. You had 3 rum and coke.
Yeah.
Should you be driving right now?
Rob and GW walk through the club and enter the ladies' restroom. A young woman at the door has a look of disbelief.
Oh my God.
A group of women smile.
I smoked so much dope back then, I had to carry eye drops on me at all times. But GW just didn't know how to use the things. I mean, he put them in his eyes and he always looked like he was crying.
GW blinks.
But that night, that worked to my advantage.
A woman fixes her makeup at a mirror.
Women love a sensitive man.
2 women stare at GW's tear-stained face.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
A blonde-haired woman smiles.
One thing that can be said about those American Navy women, boy, can they ever drink. They bought us round after round after round, but then the drinking got way out of hand.
Rob and GW dance with the young women. Rob and GW sit on couches facing each other by a fire. Rob glances up at GW as a small plume of smoke billows from his cigarette.
I remember sitting there, I rehearsed every word in my head. But then I looked at him and he looked pretty drunk. I didn't want to end up having to tell him again when he sobered up.
GW's head nods slowly. He looks deep in thought.
But I decided I had to. I had to tell him it was my one last shot. And then Sea Captain Sherry shows up with her one last shot.
Sherry sets shots on a table. She clinks glasses with Rob and they drink.
Last shot, man. You need it.
GW lifts the shot from the table and brings it to his lips. He pauses and stares at the shot, then quickly drinks it and squeezes his eyes closed. Two club bouncers grip GW's leather jacket as they pull him upstairs. They drop him at the top of the stairs, then roll him onto his back and lift him by his arms and legs. The bouncers carry GW out of the club onto a street.
I mean, God love the guy, but when GW drank, he was stupid.
The bouncers carry GW towards a taxi and lay him down on the street, then step back from him and stare at him.
I just figured he picked up one of those Navy women and took her home. But one thing he hadn't picked up were his keys. So there was a glimmer of hope. There was a chance I'd still get to talk to him.
Rob walks alone uphill at night. A tall office building is illuminated nearby. Rob arrives at a basement apartment.
I got back to his apartment that night, only to realize he must have been back at her place, probably sleeping on some Navy ship. And all that was left for me was to go sleep in my car again. And it finally hit me. I mean, I was going to be going to Vancouver alone. For the first time, I felt the pain of a broken heart.
GW arrives home but cannot get into his apartment. He places his hand on his forehead and looks tired. Next, he looks through a window and presses the window frame. He walks to another window and tries to open it. A vehicle speeds along a road past parked cars. GW walks up steps to street level, then walks to a telegraph pole and urinates against it.
67 Bravo 1023, suspect in sight.
67 Bravo 1024.
light shine onto GW, Rob lights a cigarette. He is tearful as he lies propped up on the ground smoking his cigarette. GW runs from police officers. The officers capture GW. Rob looks deep in thought as he cries. GW is arrested. A cell gate is closed in front of GW.
Where you stay?
GW grips the bars of the gate.
Somebody let me out of this fucking cell. I gotta make a call. Now!
Hi, this is Gary. I'm not in at the moment. Please leave a message and... Fuck. Hi, this is Gary.
Rob sleeps in his car. His face is tear-stained. It is morning. Rob sleeps across the front seats of his vintage car. Slowly, he wakens. Rob runs his hands across his face and rubs his eyes. Textbooks are strewn across a chair and floor. GW swipes the books off the chair, then flops onto it and presses a button on his answering machine.
Good morning, GW. This is Mr. Leahy. Good luck in your exam today. Now, I hope you have a minute for a little story about my friends who went to university.
Rob packs the trunk of his car.
You see, I couldn't quite afford to go, but I used to hang out with them, and we used to party together. You know what that's like, don't you, Gear? Anyway, it occurred to me that maybe I wasn't really invited to these parties because I was just going along, so I decided to do a little test. And I stayed away for a couple of weeks and just kind of waited for them to call me. And guess what, GW? They never did. Anyway, while they were partying, I worked my tail off and I worked my way into a management position, all without any university, and more important, Gear, no lies. And now I find I got a liar working for me. You didn't need to lie about last night, Gear.
Rob opens the hood of his car.
So it's my duty to inform you that you are fired and good luck in university.
GW looks sleepy. Mr. Leahy sits in the pet store and sips a drink before hanging up his call. GW picks up a telephone receiver and presses a number. Rob sits in the driver's seat of his car and writes on a map, then answers a phone call.
Rob, shut up for a minute. Last night I figured it out. I think I'm gay. I think we're both gay. Anyway, come pick me up. I'm going to Vancouver with you.
Rob smiles and hangs up the call, then crumples up the map.
From time to time, I think back on my life, and I realize everything happens for a reason. Even Mr. Leahy. God, that guy was a dick.
GW waits outside his apartment building holding Chico when Rob pulls up and brakes abruptly.
I guess you could call it fate or destiny. I just call it a fucked up turn of events that worked out perfectly.
What's with the cat? I don't want any cats in my car. Where'd you get the cat?
GW gets into the car.
I'm very happy now. I love GW, and he loves me.
All around! A thousand miles away from home.
Rob, Rob Wells. Gary William, John Paul Tremblay. Mr. Leahy, John Dunsworth. Carl, Lex, Gigorov, Sherry, Cherry Devaney. Police Officer 1, Dave Folks. Police Officer 2, Kevin Ryder. Produced with the participation of Telefilm Canada. One Last Shot, copyright 1998.